The UK is braced today for the biggest day of strikes this winter so far. The strikes are expected to close schools, cancel university classes, cripple rail services and disrupt much of the public sector. As unions stage one of the biggest days of coordinated action to hit the UK in recent months or indeed in a decade. Alicia Lloyd is a London-based CNN reporter. Alicia, the first national teachers' strike since 2016. What are they telling you there? And I know you are near a school this morning. How significant will the disruption be?
Yes, hi Mary. I'm outside a picket line at a school here in West London. It's one of thousands that are expected to close today. The union, the National Education Union, are hoping that up to 200,000 of their members will actually walk out today. So 85% of schools are expected to be affected in England and Wales. But the kind of, the full level of disruption won't kind of be known for, for the next few hours, because teachers weren't legally required to tell their schools whether or not they would actually go on strike, which means that, parents are turning up at schools today not knowing whether or not they'll actually be closed. Education Secretary Gillian Keegan has really hit out at the union about this kind of uncertainty. She even went as far as to say that teachers were putting children's safety at risk. And of course, there will always be kind of worries about, vulnerable children who do need to go into school, especially those who are reliant on free school meals. And teachers at this school told me that they would actually be, resorting to kind of hand out food parcels to those kids that need it. Now, similar to other strikes here, such as by the nurses and ambulance workers, this is very much about pay. Teachers are asking for a pay rise in line with inflation. But it's also about working conditions. They say massive issues in staff retention. The union tell me that one in four teachers actually leave the profession within 3 years of qualifying. And I spoke to one teacher who has been in the profession for over 25 years. She said that she has always voted against strike action in the past, but that this time, it just felt different. She knows colleagues who've actually had to resort to using food banks, given the cost of living crisis here, which is actually similar to what nurses were telling me when I covered their strikes. But here's what one teacher told me outside this school about why he's striking today.
As our pay is significantly lower than in other competitive industries, it is the case that people are joining other industries opposed to staying on in our industry.
The government, I suppose, would say that, the pay demands are kind of unaffordable, similarly to what they've kind of said to nurses. What would you say to that?
It's absolutely critical that we provide more funding to recruit people for our industry. If we continue to miss recruitment targets across the country, then the future is very difficult for us.
Do you find you're getting good support from parents generally today?
Yeah, we've had some parents come down and show some support, and we're hoping to see lots more parents later as well.
So the main thing for me is, I think, the whole thing of teachers are no longer sort of staying in education. I think some of the stats, the amount of teachers who are actually staying in education longer than 5 years has rapidly decreased. We've seen a struggle to get new teachers in subjects such as business and economics. I've not actually come across any parents so far who haven't supported this strike.
Alicia, will you remind us what else is happening today?
Yeah, it's being dubbed Walkout Wednesday, Mary. 500,000 workers across various sectors expected to walk out. Train drivers, 100,000 civil servants, 70,000 university lecturers. And they're expecting huge disruption at UK borders as border control staff go on strike. The military will be deployed to help that situation. So very significant disruption expected in the UK today.
CNN reporter Alicia Lloyd reporting from London for us.